Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. South African evangelist Rainy Kutsia is embarking on another epic crosswalk, this time wheeling a large wooden cross 10,000 kilometers from Cape Town to Jerusalem through 9 African nations. He will depart at 5 a.m. on Friday from Signal Hill, the starting point of his last two big crosswalks, from Cape Town to Messina in 2020-21 and from Cape Town to Windhoek in 2023. After both of those missions, Rainy, who started walking with a cross in 2016, believed his crosswalking days were over and that he would focus on his gospel outreach ministry, Revelation Ministries. But he said that during a 7-day fast in December, God dropped gently into my spirit a call to crosswalk to Israel. Before that, he had 2 confirmations about walking with a cross again, but had not anticipated such a major walk. Unlike his previous crosswalks, Rainy will be setting out solo with just the cross in his hands and a rucksack on his back on a walk which he expects to take 18 months to 2 years and take him through South Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Tanzania, Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan, Egypt, and Israel. The mission of Rainy's Crosswalk Africa journey is to seek the lost at all costs and to bring hope, peace, and the love of Christ to Africa through the power of the cross. In international news, more than 1,000 civilian minorities, many of them Christians, as well as Kurds and Alawites, have been murdered in Syria over the past week in the worst spasm of bloodshed since the days of the Islamic Caliphate and the ISIS genocide against the Christians. Syria's new leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa, who used to be an ISIS leader, says he will put an end to the violence, reports Joel Rosenberg in All Arab News. But early reports indicate that it's al-Sharaa's loyalists, radical Islamist terrorists who hated the regime of former President Bashar al-Assad with a vengeance, that are engaged in the attacks, and many fear they are doing so with their leader's tacit blessing. Dr. Martin Parsons, an expert on Christian persecution, told Premier Christian News in the UK over the weekend there is now an armed insurgency in the coastal region that is dominated by Alawites that was the Assad heartland. There were also Christians living there. There was fighting between government fighters and this insurgency, which is led by a former brigadier in Assad's forces, and large numbers of Alawites and Christians fled. We also know that there were targeted attacks on civilians. Before the Syrian civil war erupted in 2011, an estimated 1.3 million Christians lived in Syria. Since then, the number has dropped to about 300,000, and many are still trying to flee the country. Many Syrian Christians were supporters of the Assad regime because they felt he kept them safe from the Islamist radicals. Now they say they're being targeted not just for their faith in Christ, but because of their loyalty to Assad. Evangelist Franklin Graham preached the gospel to 437,000 Ethiopians last weekend in a massive public square that was once infamous for its communist rallies. Hundreds of thousands of people worshipped Jesus at Meskel Square, Addis Ababa, for the 2-day Encountering God Ethiopia outreach. More than 1,600 evangelical churches in the country worked with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association to plan the outreach. Graham said it was his 11th trip to Ethiopia, but his first time to hold a crusade there. On Saturday, he told the crowd that it was 65 years to the day that his father Billy Graham had preached on the same square. The association reports that 4,000 people made decisions for Christ, and many of them will be discipled by local churches to help them grow in their walk with the Lord. I have no words to express my heart. My eyes were full of tears to see so many people respond to the good news that was preached. This was what we wanted. We have been praying many years for a moment such as this. Reverend Dereje Jemburu, General Secretary of the Ethiopian Council of Gospel Believers Churches, told the ministry. You can read these stories and more God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za on Facebook at Gateway News page or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again next week.